But in Acts chapter 16, I want you to read one verse. And the Bible said, and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. We thank you again and that for the wonderful mercy and grace. And Lord, I ask this morning for just a little while and that for your touch. I need your strength and need your direction. Oh Lord, we're just very frail and just very feeble this morning, God. And in our own attempt, Lord, we would fail. But with the help and that and the power of the Holy Ghost, God, I pray that he would come and overshadow us and help us today. And that while we might preach, that God, that if there's somebody here that's lost and undone without you, God, that they'd see their need and that of salvation. And know that they're lost and undone. And that they would say in their heart, that I know that I'm not saved. And that they would come and get saved today. Would you just in that convict their heart and bring them to a place in that of repentance to where they might get saved. God, there may be some folk here struggling, and God, I pray today that they'd find help in their struggles and that from the Word of God. Lord, they may be struggling on salvation, may be a need in their life that they have. God, might they truly look to you for help. God, I pray now that you'd help us in that in the Word of God, and touch us today, anoint us afresh. And God, we'll give you the glory for it all. Save that sinner that's nearest hell. Now help us, I beg of you, for these things in Jesus' name to ask and do pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated today. As we look in Acts chapter 16 and verse 30, as Paul and Silas has been thrown in jail, the Bible says at midnight that they prayed and they sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Now I honestly believe that not only, I can't prove this, did the prisoners hear them, but I believe that that jailer heard them. The Bible said in verse 26 that God sent an earthquake and opened the doors and that of the prison. And you read on and you find out that the jailer, he woke out of his sleep. I seen the doors open, supposed everybody escaped. He drew his sword out and was about to kill himself. As I've said many times, that man was so close to hell. Friend, it wasn't funny. He was about to draw his last breath, fall on his sword, and die and go to hell. Hey, what a horrible day that would have been for him. But boy, the Apostle Paul, in God's mercy and grace, cried out and said, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Boy, the Bible said that he took a light. He sprang in and fell down before them. And here was the question that he asked them and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? That greatest question ever asked in the Bible was right here. Might I answer that question today in the short form? The Apostle Paul answered back, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. I'm glad that all it takes, and that is the faith that Brother Jeff talked about in Sunday school this morning, that believe that you're lost and need to get saved. And Jesus, thank God, will save you. But I want to preach for a little while, having a thought on plain biblical salvation, or what does it mean to be saved. A lot of folk got a lot of ideas of what it takes and that to get to heaven. A lot of folk think they're all right with God. Can I tell you, ain't all right with God without the Lord Jesus Christ residing in your heart. The Bible said in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 2, and he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. What's that word, propitiation? propitiation mean? It means that he appeased and that the wrath of God. Listen today, without the Lord Jesus Christ residing in you and his blood having washed and made you clean, you ain't right with God. You ain't all right with God. God ain't all right with you, and you need to get saved. Listen today, I'm telling you, God ain't all right with you until you and that come to him. A lot of folk believe that there is no God. The Bible tells us in Psalms 14 that the fool has said in his heart that there is no God. We got a bunch of them going to be looking up at the S-U-N come Monday, and they're going to miss the S-O-N and never see him. I've already said in Psalms chapter 14 that the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Listen, that was one day I was sitting in my study Thursday morning studying and looking over some things and getting some radio broadcasts ready. And I thought, you know what? They're saying that there's going to be 50,000 people in Sweetwater, Tennessee alone. Now, I grew up in that little city, and some of you still live there. I don't know what they're going to do with them all, amen? And I don't know what they're going to do with them around here and all these things. And I got studying on that. And me and Nick went to lunch, and I told him, I said, I've bought some time on the rock and roll radio station in Sweetwater. For Monday, and that to present the gospel. Hey, you're going to have a lot of people looking up in the air, and they're going to be staring, and they're going to be looking around, and they're going to miss the Creator of this universe, and the Creator of their self, and the Creator of their salvation, if they ain't careful, amen. And so I thought, boy, I tell you what, we'll buy a little time on Monday. And I thought, well, surely, God will bless that. And I hope he does. You pray about that. But listen, I'm asking a question this morning. What must I do to be saved? What is plain biblical salvation? Or what does it mean to be saved? Now listen, you can't get saved by water baptism. Now, I believe in water baptism, and I believe it is a type. I believe it does show in that the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the old man to the new man. But we can't wash your sins away, and that by water, amen. And he said, ain't no water ever been made and made holy enough to wash your sins away, amen. It just ain't possible today. Hey, it takes the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. There ain't enough blood. There ain't enough work. And that you could work your way into heaven. Ephesians chapter 2, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is a gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. So you can't work your way into heaven. Your religion can't get you there. I don't care what your religion is. Don't care how good your religion is. Don't care how religious you are. The Bible says that the Pharisees were religious, and the Lord told them over there, if they didn't believe on him, that they would die in their sins. I don't care if you're Baptist, Methodist. I don't care what you are. Our denomination is not going to get us to heaven, but salvation will get us there. Right. Amen. There is no substitute for biblical salvation. What does the Bible say about how to be saved, and what does biblical salvation do for us? Can I say, number one, first of all, that biblical salvation will make you see your lost condition. Now, if you've heard me preach this before, then you sit back and you enjoy it if you're saved. If you ain't saved, you ought to be bothered about some things. Amen, you ought to be bothered. But hey, the very first thing that biblical salvation made me do was realize that I was lost. Listen, that Philippian jailer had come to a place that he realized that he was lost. He realized that he didn't know God. He didn't have and that what Paul and Silas had. That's why it's important to live your testimony before other people. Amen. You may be the only Bible, the only Jesus that people ever see. But you've got to get lost before you can get found. In Luke chapter 15 and verse 6, the Bible said, and when he cometh home, now talking about this shepherd that went out to find the one lost sheep. And the Bible said he called together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. You know what? I'm not sure that sheep knew it was lost until the shepherd showed up.
Right. Amen.
Hey, I didn't know I was lost until God showed up.
Come on.
I was raised in church all my life. Made a profession when I was 5 years old in backyard Bible school at my house where I was growing up, at where I grew up, where my mom and dad still live today. But there was never anything happened on the inside. But one Sunday night, sitting on the backside, sitting on the back pew of a Baptist church, at 14 years old, God showed me I was lost and undone without Him, and that I needed to get saved. And listen, I didn't know I was lost till He come by my way. And listen, I'm not sure that this sheep knowed that he was lost until the shepherd and that come by and told him that he's lost and found him in his lost condition. Hey, listen, the Bible said in 2 Corinthians 4, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to who? To them that are lost. And listen to me now. In whom the God of this world hath blinded minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Can I tell you something this morning? Biblical salvation will get you painted up in a corner and you can't get away from it. Hey, I like old time conviction. I was talking to a preacher Friday. I was eating lunch together, and he said, I had a boy, and he hadn't told the church this because he wanted this young man to tell the church what God had done. And boy, he got to preaching our Sunday on is it a profession or a possession? And there is a difference. Amen. You need to possess the Lord. It's just not a profession. It is a possession. He said that old boy come to my house Monday morning. Said he had locked himself out of his house. Couldn't get his car keys. Called in, took a day's worth of vacation. He was trying to get to the house. Couldn't get in. Said he got on his tractor and drove it all the way to my house. And knocked on my door. And come in, said, I need to get saved. Hey, listen, I'm telling you, it'll back you up in the corner and won't turn you loose. You'll go to bed with it. You'll wake up with it. You'll eat dinner with it. It just won't leave you alone. Hey, listen, it'll show you that you're lost and need to get saved. Well, thank God for the Holy Spirit of God. Listen, I'm glad I'm saved today. How about you? But listen, the Bible says that we're all sinners. It'll get you under conviction about being a sinner. If you don't think you're a sinner, if you don't think that you've sinned on God, and that you're good enough to go to heaven on your own and on your own merit and on your own religion, you're deceived. And friend, you'll die and go to hell. The Bible said in 1 John chapter 1 that if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. There is no amount of goodness that we can ever do to get to heaven. Are you listening to me this morning? Are you listening to me? Hey, listen, it'll paint you up into a corner that you can't get out of. It'll paint you up. Boy, you ever done something like that? You ever done something like that? Listen, I mop the floor at our house. My wife, she sweeps and cleans, but when it comes time to mop, I mop. Now see, our son, I do a little housework. Now you need to learn that, okay? Listen, you need to learn that. It won't hurt too much. It won't hurt you to do a little bit. And my wife, but she tells me now, if your back ain't hurting when you get done mopping, you ain't been doing it right now. Amen. And maybe she's just been doing it wrong. Maybe that's what it is. But listen, you know what I do most of the time? I mop myself up into a corner every time. Turn around and look. And lo and behold, what have I done? It's wet all the way around me. And so I'm backing up and mopping out my footprints. But you know what the Holy Spirit will do? It'll paint you up in a corner and you can't get away from Him. You just can't get away from Him when He shows you that you're lost. When He shows you that you're lost. But boy, when He gets you painted in that corner over there, He'll begin to point you to Christ. He'll show you that you're lost and that you're undone without the God of heaven. But He'll point you to Calvary and tell you that you need to trust Him. That He's your only way out. You know, that's what getting lost means, is that you can't do it yourself. Listen today, how about it? Do you need to get saved? Do you need to get saved? Hey, listen, you need to trust the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The gospel is the very fact, listen, that you believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ and have asked Him to come into your heart. What did Romans chapter 10 say? That thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You go down to verse 13, and the Bible said that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
And so we find the death, the burial, and the resurrection. He points us and that to Christ Jesus the Lord, to show us His death, to show us His love that He had for us at Calvary, and show us the resurrection, that He's not dead any longer. Hey, listen, if Christ had just died, if He just went to Calvary and shed His blood and just died, then our salvation wouldn't be any good. Our salvation wouldn't be good. It took a living Savior, amen, for us to have eternal life. Thank God for that this morning. Hey, but listen, you know what it'll do? It'll show you. It'll show you. It'll make you see your lost condition. It'll make you see. Number two, what does plain biblical salvation do? Not only does it make you see your lost condition, but plain biblical salvation is very simple. Amen. We miss this a lot of times, church, on the simplicity of salvation. We think things is got to be hard. We think things that folk have got to do this and do that and go through this and go through that. Hey, listen, them two men that got saved down there at the nursing home, listen, you got to realize I'm just the preacher. I can't save them. I can't save you. And I just have to trust what they told me. But I told them, all you have to do is believe that Jesus died for you, rose again for you, and if you asked Him in your heart to save you, He'll do that. That's how the Bible tells us. Hey, listen, if you look in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4, Paul said, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scripture." The death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. The gospel of the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you believed that and trusted that? Paul talks about, "But I fear," in 2 Corinthians 11, "lest by any means as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ." Salvation is simple. It's very, very simple. We get to thinking that folk need to be baptized, or we get to thinking that folks got to do this or do that. Now, I do think God will break you down. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest with you, I really do. Yeah, come on. But salvation alone, the act of salvation, is in faith and faith alone. Yeah, not anything else.
Amen.
"For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves." Takes faith. Faith. "That thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." We miss that too many times. We miss that. Hey, listen, that's why folks struggle. I'm getting ahead of myself. That's why folks struggle, and that was salvation. Listen, we think that salvation has got to be harder. We think that there's got to be something else. There's got to be more to it. But there's not any more to it. And it's simply believing that Jesus died for you, rose again for you, and ask Him to save you, and He'll do just that. Amen. The Apostle Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3, he said, "In that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus." Through our faith in Him. That's what saves today, you see. Is that what you trusted when you got saved?
Amen.
Is that what you put your faith in? Is that what you put your hope in? Hey, what do you got your hope in today? I've got my hope in Him. Listen, I remember what I asked Him to do for me that night. I put my hope in Him, my faith in Him. If I die and go to hell, then the Bible lied.
Amen.
That's all I can say.
Amen.
I'll be honest with you. The Bible lied, but I don't believe that it did. Friend, I trust this book. I believe in Him and trust in Him. I believe He's going to get me there. Amen. But plain biblical salvation is very simple. It allows us to see our lost condition, but it is very, very simple. You got folk out there today. It tells you got to work. It tells you got to listen. You got to add a little of this, do a little of that. Just be good as you can, and you might get there. Today, it's not in our goodness and in our works. It's in the grace and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I got to thinking on the way here this morning, in the grace of the Lord. Listen. Had it not been for His grace, we never got saved. Never got saved. I mean, God's unmerited favor. We never got saved. But church, you know, had it not been for God's grace, they don't tell where any of us would be at today.
That's right.
Amen. We'd be laid up on the side of the road, homeless somewhere.
That's right.
Amen. Not having a dime in our pocket. But because of the grace of God. Look how good you got it. You say, I ain't got it all that great. You got a lot better than a lot of other folk do.
Amen.
Hey, a lot of folk today don't even know where their next meal's coming from.
Right.
But by the grace of God and by His mercy, look what He's done for you.
Mm-hmm.
What do we owe Him today, church? What do we owe Him? We owe Him our life, don't we? We owe Him so much. But it's based in faith. Listen, salvation is based in faith and faith alone. The faith that even a child can have. No matter how old you are today, if you feel God tug on your heart and you ask Him to save you, He'll do just that. And then we've seen that it was brought by the grace of God. Brought to us. I've yet to figure this out, why He would want to save any of us. Because He didn't get the deal, I got the deal. I think about Mephibosheth. I taught on him in devotions a couple weeks ago there on a Thursday morning. I told on Mephibosheth. I listened, David was not getting a deal. When he went down to Lodibar in 2 Samuel 9, and brought Mephibosheth back out of Lodibar and rolled him up to the king's table. David wasn't getting a good deal. But listen, Mephibosheth got the deal of a lifetime. Amen. Go by and read that story sometime. All because of David had made a covenant with Jonathan back down there. And can I tell you, we got our covenant. We got our grace and we got our salvation because of a covenant that God had made with the Lord Jesus Christ. But in salvation, not only does it allow us and that to see our lost condition, then not only is it simple, it's very simple. You say, preacher, you're making it way too easy. You believe in that easy believism. I don't believe in easy believism. I just believe salvation's easy.
Amen.
I do. I believe salvation is simple. We make it hard. Then can I tell you that biblical salvation secures peace in our life. It'll bring joy and happiness into our life. Why do you think folks turn to drugs and alcohol, pills, dope, all kinds of things? There ain't no joy in there. Ain't no peace in there. Now listen, I get beat down. I've been beat down here for a long time. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Your pastor's been under the gun, it feels like, for a long time. Me and the devil's been swapping punches for a long time here lately. And I'm about tired. And I told the Lord I was tired. And I'm tired of fighting. I'll be honest with you. Hey, listen, the Bible said in Luke 22, Simon, Satan had desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. Hey, I'm getting tired of being sifted along the way. But you know what? There's still something down on the inside that reminds me that He's got me and that I've got Him. I can still lay down at the night time. I may struggle every now and again to go to sleep because me and the devil's going round and round. Not because me and God's going round and round. But listen, I'm telling you right now, it'll bring you peace and happiness and joy down on the inside that this world never can give you. Hey, listen, Jesus said, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. He said, listen, in the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I've overcome the world. He said in John 14, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Why do you think in Matthew chapter 11, He said, come unto me all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. I told my wife the other day, I said, I told her yesterday, I said, I'm just in one of them places. I'm tired. I'm just tired. And if you fight the battle long enough and you go in this fight long enough, you will get tired. But you know what the Lord will do? He'll strengthen you along the way. Boy, I tell you, I already had this message ready to go. A lot of times I'm looking at things on Sunday morning and sitting in my study trying to meditate, seek God, and pray. And I've done that this morning, but I was listening to another brother preach this morning, and boy, it just done me some good.
Amen.
I tell you, it just done me some good. And sometimes you just need to get to a place out of where God can help you. But listen, if you're lost, hey, you know what you need? You need that peace that only Jesus can give you. John 14, 1, He told His disciples, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. By faith will come that wonderful peace that Jesus can give unto you. You know why a lot of church members are in turmoil? One, they just ain't saved. They just church members. A lot, they've come joined the church, might have been baptized, but they just don't have salvation. And without salvation, you cannot have peace. And you know what? Until you get it settled, you can't have peace either. I mean, there'll be turmoil there. I think a lot of people deal with that more than what they want to let on sometimes, is that they just don't have it settled. And to get that thing settled, you just got to believe that God done what He said He was going to do. Amen? It took me a long time to get that figured out, that God was going to do what He said He was going to do. I'm not trying to talk you in or out of your salvation. That ain't up to me. But listen, I do believe God's word that if you come knowing that you was lost and you asked Him to save you, He done it. I do believe that. I do believe that salvation is that simple. And boy, when I come to that place right there in my life one day, it made all the difference in the world in my life. A lot of people say, well, if you don't believe, if you don't hold on to the faith all the way to the end, then you're not going to make it. Well, what do you think Paul meant then in 2 Timothy chapter 2? If we believe not, yet He abideth faithful, He cannot deny Himself. Hey, there's going to be some times when we're going to get in a crisis of faith, a weakness of faith. Hey, but God remains faithful. Your eternal security is not based on whether or not you believe God saved you or not. Devil can get you so far turned upside down, so messed up, you don't know what day it is. You don't know what's happening. But I do know this, that God's got me. Amen. And I'm not holding on. He's holding on to me. Amen. Thank God for that. If you'll come and ask Him to save you, He'll save you today. You'll get peace in your life, peace in your physical life. Hey, listen, I know trouble may not go away. Your enemies are probably going to be more. Your troubles may become more. But friend, you'll have somebody to go through them with you instead of you suffering through them by yourself. Hey, listen, the realization of eternal security. You are secure in Him. The Apostle Paul said, in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1, he said, "For I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day." Listen, your salvation is based in faith and faith alone. It has to be. If you're basing it in works, you will never make it. But He gave us in that eternal life and eternal security. Listen, salvation, biblical salvation, what does it mean to be saved? It means that you've seen your lost condition. It means that it is something very simple that you've done on your end. You've simply asked Jesus to save you. Have you ever done that? You ever come to a place where you ask Jesus to save you? And it secures peace in your life. It brings some happiness in there. Yes. But then biblical salvation will bring about a change.
Amen.
That can be seen. It'll bring about a change that can be seen. Bible said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new." Now, there's a lot of folk come and make a profession, but things don't change. I was thinking this morning as I studied on this, I remember a boy that we worked with, and there was another gentleman there that I worked with. This has been years ago. Listen, back in the late 90s, I remember working with a preacher, and he pastored down in Polk County. And as a boy went to his church, I made a profession, and I hope that it stuck. But I'm going to be honest with you, there never was a change in him. Never was. I'm going to tell you, the Bible says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new." Some make a profession of salvation, but there's never a change. Isaiah chapter 4 says, "And in that day, seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, we'll eat our own bread and wear our own apparel, only let's be called by thy name to take away our reproach." Hey, there's a lot of folk who want to come and make a profession. They want to try to square things up at home. They want to try to make things better. I'm glad if you get saved, it can fix your home. Friend, I'm telling you what, it can fix your job. It can fix your heart, but I'll tell you this, that ain't why God wants you to get saved.
Yeah.
A lot of ladies come and pray that God will save their husband, make them a better husband.
Amen.
Husbands come pray that God will make their wife will get saved, that they'd be a better wife and children.
Amen.
And so and so. That ain't why you need to get saved. You need to get saved because Jesus died for you.
Amen.
That's why you need to get saved.
Abolition right here. Said that there's going to be seven women. I got a little sidetracked there. Said we'll eat our own bread and wear our own apparel. I know we're talking about the tribulation time and all that. Hey, we're in the same shape today. Said only let us be called by thy name to take away our reproach. There never was a change in these ladies. There never was anything different. And without a different you, I ain't saying. I want you to look with me at the jailer. Let's just look at the jailer for the change. First of all, he comes in. Says, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes, and baptized he and all he has straightway. I found that very strange for a jailer that was supposed to keep these boys in the inner prison, knowing that if they escaped, that it was surely his death. But yet, there was something different about this feller. First of all, he took them out and he washed their stripes.
Amen.
He had care for these men. And then he let them baptize him. And when he had brought them into his house, he took them home with him. He set meat before them. He fed them. And then the Bible said, rejoiced, I believe in God with all his house. Hey, listen, a jailer that was just a few hours ago fixing to fall on his own sword, I listen, is now rejoicing. Why? Because he asked that one important question. Sirs, what must I do to be saved? Have you ever asked that question in your heart? Has God come to you and made a change in your life? Biblical salvation makes a change that people can see. Blind Bartimaeus got his eyesight back. Folk knew it. Old Legion met the Lord Jesus Christ in Mark chapter 5. And the Bible said that he had him clothed, seated in his right mind. That's when everybody got afraid. They weren't afraid of Legion as long as he was acting like a devil. But boy, when the devil got cast out and the Lord Jesus Christ came and resided in his heart, then everybody got excited, didn't they? What about them lepers over there that got cleansed? Them would have to go around saying, unclean, unclean, unclean. You couldn't tell me that folk didn't know that there was a difference in those men. Or be a difference in you that can be seen. I believe salvation brings about a difference on the outside because there's been repentance on the inside. Biblical salvation is something that'll survive. What do you mean it'll survive? It can withstand whatever's brought to it. The Bible talks about in 2 Corinthians chapter 13. He said, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. He said, prove your own selves. Know you not your own selves how that Christ is in you, except you be reprobates. So if we examined your life for salvation, what would we find? If you examined your life for salvation, what would you find? Would you find a time when you ask the Lord Jesus Christ to save you? Got to be a time.
Yeah.
Got to be a time. Don't know when it is. Got to be a time. There's got to be a change that had to take place on the inside. And I believe it'll manifest itself to the outside. Makes you different than what you used to be. Hey, listen. Yeah, a lot of folks say, well, these kids, we can't see a difference in them. Hey, yeah, but as they grow high in the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll see that they ain't going to be like them other kids out there that don't know the Lord. Amen. And don't keep them from making mistakes. Don't keep you from making mistakes either, by the way. You got to keep you from making mistakes. I thought that's good. Better withstand an examination to prove it out. I can prove out my evidence of salvation. There's just been a lot of times that God's done things for me that helps me to know that I'm saved. He does. He does. There's just some things in there. There's some telltale signs that I know that the Lord helps me in all these things. I understand that. Hey, but there's just been some times that He's come by and done things. Hey, I prayed to Him out of my heart, and God's just come by and helped.
Amen.
There are those times. Answered. Made ways when there was no ways. I was thinking about this just the other day. I remember the Lord just impressing on me so much to pray for Brother Strickland's daughter. And as a matter of fact, that Abe brought to the church. Brother Strickland, he pastors up Mozone, my buddy up there.
his middle girl. Remember her name? Oldest girl's Emma. Jenna. She's what, about 10? 9 or 10? Suffers with rheumatoid arthritis. And I remember calling him one day and just to check on her. Just check on Miss Jenna. And I told him, I said, I've had the church praying for about 2 weeks. He said 2 weeks ago she started taking shots in her toes. Just not one shot, but she had to take a series of 16 shots in her toes. And I thought, my soul, Lord, I didn't know what was going on with that little girl, but I couldn't get her off my mind. I'll tell you one thing, I don't think I drummed that up. I sure do know the devil didn't drum it up. Can I tell you that your salvation will make it through? If you got biblical salvation, it'll make it through no matter what is determined to knock us off. Matthew 7. Jesus says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon rock. It didn't say that that house had sunshiny days every day. It said the rain came, the flood descended, and the winds blew, but the house did not fall. It'll make it through, but last of all, biblical salvation brings eternal life. 1 John 5 and 13, I quoted a lot on the radio. He said that you may know. That you may know that you have eternal life. Do you know that you have eternal life? If you were snuffed out right now, death came right now. Hebrews 9:27, as it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this judgment. We're all leaving out of here. I don't know anybody that really wants to face Jordan's River. But I do know this, when it comes time to face it, I won't face it alone. I'll face it with the Lord Jesus Christ. When it comes time to die, Psalms 23, he said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Let's bow our heads across the house this morning. As we get a verse of invitation, right now, do you need to come and get saved? Do you know that you're eternally secure in the Lord Jesus Christ? As God spoke to your heart, dealt with your heart while I was praying and preaching, listen, do you need to come? Do you know that you go to heaven? Do you know that? Do you have that eternal security and that eternal peace in your heart? Say, preacher, I just ain't got this thing figured out now. I asked him to save me, but there's just some things going on in my heart. Hey, listen, you can come and you can get some help on that. Listen, we'll take this Bible and show you that you can trust the Lord and put your hope in Him. Maybe you've never done that. Maybe you've never asked Him to save you. How about it today?